Well, let's keep going through your music. We haven't got that much time left. What next?
The next song is Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder. And Stevie Wonder has to be one of the most amazing people to me, not just as a musician, but as a person. For one thing, kind of like Ray Charles, he never allowed his disability to ever be any excuse. There's a lot of people who don't have any disabilities that have excuses all day long as to why they can't succeed. And Stevie Wonder, he never let that be an excuse as to why he couldn't succeed. Besides that, he's incredibly intelligent, and he's an incredibly positive person. He was one of the first people before I had ever studied the law of attraction to kind of introduce me to it not that I've met him, but through reading interviews, introduced me to the idea of, he said, you should never play anything you don't mean, and you should never write anything that isn't positive, because music sends out incredibly powerful vibrations that go well beyond the earth, and then they come back. You want to always be bringing things back to you that are good and that are positive. His music, so much of it is so positive and nurtures the soul and just makes you feel good. And I think for me, Overjoyed, it's a love song, but it's just a beautiful love song. I mean, if you've ever truly, whether it's romantic love or whether it's just familial love or friendship love, if you've ever truly loved someone, you just know that sometimes you can look at them or you can think about them and you just feel overjoyed. You feel just incredibly good feelings, or I forgot about Allah forgot. You just feel overwhelmed and overjoyed that this person is in your life, that this person is the person that they are. You feel so good, and the song really captures that. I mean, both with starting out with music and the sound of birds, and just the lyric itself and the way that the song lifts, it to me is a masterpiece. It's as good as any piece of classical music.
Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away. Over dreams I have picked out a perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved over me. Over hearts I have painfully turned every stone just to find I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find the love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved, over me. To love. love needs is a chance, and maybe with a chance you will find you two like I. Overjoyed, overloved, over you, over you.
The song's from Stevie Wonder. It's Overjoyed, but it's selected by Charles Walker for his Song of the Soul today. But Stevie Wonder is an exceptional person. Amongst other things, by the way, he and I were raised with the same last name. His name growing up, Devland Hardaway Judkins. My name growing up is Mark Allen Judkins. So it's like he's just my brother from another mother.
Yes.
Fortunate to have his music in my life. Songs in the Key of Life, I mean, what can I say? That one's near and dear to my heart, amongst others.
Yes.
But Overjoyed is a great reason to be happy. That song does center on, again, love, the two-person love, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And my last name is Helpsmeet because that's the name that my wife and I took when we got married, naming what was happening for us. And so I'm very blessed to have that kind of a dear person as my partner. And no way would I ever diss that kind of personal, intense love. It's a really wonderful thing to have, and I wish everyone to be able to have at least a taste of it. But sometimes I think our society gets too focused on just two people, and then we lose our wider love. As a matter of fact, there's a statement from Mother Teresa. It goes something like, "The problem with our world is that we define the circle of family too small." But I'm overjoyed to have Stevie Wonder singing about anything he wants to.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%.
What's your age?
I'm 36.
36. So really, I mean, Stevie Wonder is like a previous generation or two. He's old folks for you, right? For me, it's almost contemporary.
he still had a number of hits in the 80s when I was growing up. Overjoyed is one of them. But yeah, his career spans, like, he's like Michael Jackson. Like, he started when he was 8 years old.